Good morning, Darren.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Really, really good. I'm really excited because I've got a very good friend who has a wealth of experience about business, about corporate business, and has been one of the most influential community members in Western Sydney, in particular in Parramatta and surrounding areas, in helping many, many disadvantaged people. And I'm none other than my very good friend, Sean Condon from Condon & Associates. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Jim and Darren. Great to be with you.
I'm really delighted. Just very briefly, you've been in business for the last 40 years. Can you just tell our listeners what you've been doing in that space?
Yeah, sure. Look, I started in the accounting profession as an auditor and slugged away for 6-7 years, learning the basics and seeing a lot of how business ran well and how it didn't run so well. And then I spent a little bit of time doing some tax and various other bits and pieces, looking around at the profession. I then found this bit of the world called insolvency, where you actually spend a lot of time running and driving businesses and trying to turn things around, and that's where my passion fell. And then I've used those skills over many years to broadly assist lots of people in lots of businesses either get through the bad times or take on the tough times and improve their situation to be in a much better and stronger position later.
And we're going to talk about that at a later date when we ask you to come back and talk about those types of things that you can do. Today I really want to focus on and look at your role with Parramatta Chamber of Commerce. You have been for the last 2 years the president or chairman and have done a remarkable job with you and your board, particularly in the most challenging times that we're going through. But one particular aspect that really impresses me has been the continual emphasis and celebration of business through what we call the Wasabi Awards. Can you tell our listeners about those, please? Because they are the premier or one of the premier awards in Western Sydney, no doubt.
Certainly. Originally born as the Parramatta Business Awards, they were renamed the Western Sydney Awards for Business Excellence and therefore Wasabi some time ago. And in fact, this year we will celebrate our 30th continuous year of operation. The decision was made by the Chamber that notwithstanding all of the issues surrounding COVID and everything else, we as the Chamber have a responsibility to the community to be at the forefront of making sure that there is a positive view, that there is a forward-thinking direction, and that we can get as much of the community looking at tomorrow rather than today so that we can all keep working towards a better time. Hence, regardless of the circumstances around us, the Wasabi Awards are going on in a very socially distanced and appropriate manner, but nonetheless, and once restrictions rise, we're looking forward to having some form of celebration later in the year when we can announce the winners.
But Sean, can I tease you in the sense of only big businesses win, don't they?
God, no. Look, there are some large organisations that do put up for these awards, but by and large, they are serious. Everything from the home-owned business through to quite substantial family interests in the Western Sydney area. It is definitely not a preserve for the big, nor is it the preserve for those that have got big marketing departments and other things. I can assure you that the Wasabi Awards look at the genuine technical components of the business. And it's a submission, admittedly, but nonetheless, each submission is thoroughly analysed by a team of judges that are selected from the pinnacle areas of business and community, and it's on the merits, and that's properly looked into, and that is how the businesses are compared. It's not a competition for how many people, you know, how somebody can get how many X number of people to ring in and vote or do those sorts of things. This is quite genuinely on the basis of the demonstrated performance of the businesses.
And Sean, I know that it was just a tongue-in-cheek question because a number of very vital, exciting and just really fantastic businesses have won it with only a couple of staff and their innovation and so on. So that's what I was saying. Everyone should be involved in these awards to celebrate their wonderful work that they do on a daily basis.
Yes, and Sean, congratulations on running the awards, and especially this time in COVID times. And I must say, yes, I double the idea that anyone can win the awards, because I was a past recipient on behalf of the organisation I worked for, Children's Medical Research Institute, and we won the 2016 Award for Excellence in Work Health and Safety. So, yes, anyone can win these awards, and they're great local awards that we're very happy to support here on Spotlight.
No, that's, I really appreciate your support. The State Chamber closed down their awards, so we're pretty much the most significant business awards running in New South Wales in 2020.
Well, it just shows that Parramatta and Western Sydney is a great place that we can keep on charging on in all these times.
That's exactly right. We can't, there is no opportunity to stand back. Take more precaution, work more cautiously, put into place proper systems and procedures. All of that needs to happen, but all of that can happen in an environment which is not closed down.
Sean, how can we get involved in terms of our own business?
So the critical thing that people can do is get an application in. They go to the Wasabi website and you'll find out all of the instructions are there for them to download and then complete the forms and everything else. One of the points, even if you don't win, the process of going through this helps the business owner or the business manager have a good, serious think about their business. And I've often had it commented that the lessons learned out of answering the questions and thinking about things that they hadn't previously thought about was in itself a physical gain for the business. Being listed as a finalist or even being the category winner was a bonus on top of that fundamental. So there's some really, really, and while people have got probably a little bit more spare time at the moment, perfect opportunity to jump in there and have a good hard look at their business and put their hand up for consideration.
That's fantastic. How much does it cost to enter the awards, Sean?
There is no cost to an applicant for entering the awards.
So our team, say Darren and my team, could put together a wonderful program and document, and it costs us nothing for you to assess and examine our business.
That's exactly right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's exactly right.
And I'm led to believe that there have been in excess of over 100 applicants in years gone by who want to showcase their business. That's amazing.
In excess of 200, and our numbers for this year are heading in a similar direction. Interestingly as well, this year, the spread is, the support that's been given to us by other chambers and whatnot has been quite substantive, and we're very, very proud of the interest that's been shown right across Western Sydney, from the inner west all the way out through to the mountains.
Well,
and I've also got to say, you made the comment before that it's a no-cost application. That's only achieved with the support of people like Commonwealth Bank who really do a wonderful job supporting us with the Wasabi Awards, and have now done so for a number of years.
That's fantastic, and that really is testament to their opportunity that they gain to celebrate the success of business and the commerciality. So I'm really absolutely chuffed by the great work that you and your board do for business and for the wider community. Just the last question, we've focused on looking at the Wasabi Awards, and we encourage, both Darren and I encourage all our listeners and their businesses, no matter what size, to get involved. What's been one of the major community events that you've had for charities in the last couple of years that you've been working with?
There's been a number. The CMRI Gala Ball last year was a significant one that the Chamber was involved in. Mm. The Order of St John raised money for them later in the year, and in fact, I credit the CMRI for their efforts in running a virtual ball this year, and it was great to be party to that. I've got to say the efforts by the Parramatta community to help those in need is quite extraordinary, and I'm very proud of the efforts that a lot of businesses go to do what they can for what everyone around them in need, and in fact for the greater community well beyond Parramatta.
Well, Sean, we've got to say on behalf of Spotlight and 90.5, thank you so much for the contribution you make individually to the business world, in particular Parramatta Chamber of Commerce, and in particular again to the leadership that you provide for these awards, because I know you get embarrassed when people say nice things about you, and which are only true, but your leadership allows things to happen. And on behalf of Darren and myself as Spotlight, we want to thank you very much for joining us this morning and continuing the great work that you do.
Mate, truly appreciate the opportunity to talk, and wish you both well with the program. Look forward to catching up again at some stage.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
And you take care.
Alive 90.5.